Today's reading begins in Psalm 113, Psalm 113, verse 1. Praise the Lord. Praise, O servants of the Lord, praise the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord from this time forth and forevermore. From the rising of the sun to its setting, the name of the Lord is to be praised. The Lord is high above all nations, and his glory above the heavens. Who is like the Lord our God, who is seated on high, who looks far down on the heavens and the earth? He raises the poor from the dust and lifts the needy from the ash heap to make them sit with the princes of his people. He gives the barren woman a home, making her the joyous mother of children. Praise the Lord. Psalm 114. When Israel went out from Egypt, the house of Jacob from a people of strange language, Judah became his sanctuary, Israel his dominion. The sea looked and fled, Jordan turned back. The mountains skipped like rams, the hills like lambs. What ails you, O sea, that you flee? O Jordan, that you turn back? O mountains, that you skip like rams? O hills, like lambs? Tremble, O earth, at the presence of the Lord, at the presence of the God of Jacob, who turns the rock into a pool of water, the flint into a spring of water. Psalm 115. Not to us, O Lord, not to us, but to your name give glory, for the sake of your steadfast love and your faithfulness. Why should the nations say, Where is their God? Our God is in the heavens. He does all that he pleases. Their idols are silver and gold, the work of human hands. They have mouths, but do not speak, eyes, but do not see. They have ears, but do not hear, noses, but do not smell. They have hands, but do not feel, feet, but do not walk. And they do not make a sound in their throat. Those who make them become like them, so do all who trust in them. O Israel, trust in the Lord. He is their help and their shield. O house of Aaron, trust in the Lord. He is their help and their shield. You who fear the Lord, trust in the Lord. He is their help and their shield. The Lord has remembered us. He will bless us. He will bless the house of Israel. He will bless the house of Aaron. He will bless those who fear the Lord, both the small and the great. May the Lord give you increase, you and your children. May you be blessed by the Lord who made heaven and earth. The heavens are the Lord's heavens, but the earth he has given to the children of man. The dead do not praise the Lord, nor do any who go down into silence. But we will bless the Lord from this time forth and forevermore. Praise the Lord. I think it was obvious that Psalm 113 was a praise psalm, but it's written so that it might not just be a psalm, but also a song that would be sung. He calls his audience to praise God, describing his position over the created world, and concludes with examples of God's help for those that are in need. Psalm 114 is also a praise psalm, but it comes from a different perspective. It has some historical recounting in it, and it points out that we should fear the Lord, but because we fear the Lord, we should praise the Lord. The psalmist points out the works of God during the Exodus, and then the people's entry into the promised land of Canaan, focuses on God having power over things that we are powerless against, water and earth, and ends with a reference to God's miraculous works in preserving his people in the wilderness. Psalm 115 is a psalm expressing faith and confidence in God. There is a contrast between God, who is the Almighty God, the one true and living God, versus these idols that nations make that are crafted out of silver or gold or some other material, that they craft them so that they have mouths and ears and hands and feet, but those things are useless because they don't speak, they don't see, they don't hear, they don't smell, they don't feel, they don't walk. They are completely useless, just inanimate objects, whereas God is true and God is powerful and God is real. So he encourages them to trust in God, who will remember them and will bless them. And he concludes emphasizing Israel's living hope in the living God. That concludes our reading for today. I'll reiterate verse 18 for you again. Because I think that's a great thought for us to go through our day today. We will bless the Lord from this time forth and forevermore. Praise the Lord. Thank you for listening, and please continue in prayer that God may be with us all.